Mother was leaving and said that I was to stand in the middle of the room for 5 minutes so I could think about my behavior and how I was going to change it. Peter was to stay and watch me carefully. Neither one of us dared to argue with my mother, so I slowly got up off the three pillows with my very sore bottom and moved into the middle of my room. I think my bottom was pinker than the shag carpet I stood on. I couldn't look at Peter. After watching my mother spank my bare bottom, I was too humiliated and embarrassed. Instead, I looked up at my precious glass menagerie that I had just dusted that morning. Then I saw my collection of stuffed animals in the corner and wished they could save me from this predicament, like they do in my fantasies. But they did not. After time was up, Mother told Peter to touch my bottom to feel how hot it was. He was to determine if I needed a cooling washcloth applied before he, not me, was to pull up my panties and then pants. She actually told him to touch my bottom and then pull up my clothes. Peter did exactly what she told him. He seemed all too happy to stand right next to me for 5 minutes. They went on for what seemed like hours. I shivered at this point. After all, my bottom was hot, red, and naked. There I was, standing on my shag carpet, next to the boy I had had a crush on for a long time. As he looked at my nakedness, I whimpered. At just the right time, Peter touched my behind without warning. It was still burning, but I quickly said that it was okay and that I didn't need a washcloth. Now Peter was to help me pull up my panties and pants. He knelt down so his face was facing my most private parts. Even he seemed slightly uncomfortable, but he did have my panties and pants in his hand, and they were set up for me to step into. Steadying myself, I had to hold on to his shoulders. He was so close, he could see everything. My mother sure made sure I was punished fully. My panties went first up over my sore bottom. I squirmed a bit. Because he was fumbling, it hurt even more when Peter pulled up my pedal pushers. He stood up right in front of me and looked me in the eyes for the first time. His look had changed. He seemed manlier all of a sudden. Silently, he took my hand and slowly led me out of the room, down the stairs, and outside to where the crowd had rejoined for the continuation of the game. Everyone looked up as their star player walked out with me in tow. There seemed to be whispering and giggling all around me. My bottom was sore, and the clothing rubbing as I walked didn't help. People moved out of the way as Peter walked me down the front steps. He turned to me, strictly told me to sit down and watch the rest of the game. He had a gleam in his eye as I painfully did what he said. Embarrassed to argue or look at anyone, I stared up at my bedroom window, realizing why my mother had Peter open the window. Everyone knew that my bottom was sore from being spanked in front of Peter.